Okay, Rabosai, I wanted to say a little vote. Everything that happens comes from Shemaim. So it says in the Chumash, many in the Terchocha that we have in Sefer Vayikra, Sper Pashas B'chukosai, it says, "V'alachtem imi keri, gamani elich imochem v'chamas keri." And Rambam says that pasuk means that when a tragedy occurs, if a person says, "Well, this is just the way things are, you know, it's a statistic," it's not a message, then the Rambam says that's a very big sin, that the Torah is saying here, it's a very big sin, because that's going to cause, unfortunately, more tragedies. But we have to believe, more than know, that every single event that happens to an individual or to a community is godly ordained. Some of the things we understand of it, and some things are unfortunately beyond understanding. But as my Rebbe, Rabbi Soloveitchik, said many times, we're not here in this world to know every answer to every question, and especially the question of why does certain things happen. But we are here to do and to respond. That's what the Rambam and the Torah are saying. You have to respond. So we have to know, why are we supposed to do? So we know from the Torah and tradition, for thousands of years, we've had, unfortunately, millions of Jewish martyrs. And our tradition tells us that the response has to be tshuva. That's the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. Shafta Hashem Lukacha, that we have to improve our ways. So it's hard to know. You know, we talk about a community tragedy, so what can the community do? It's hard to know. You have to have a prophet, really, like Yirmiyahu Navi or Yeshayahu Navi. They wrote books, and they said many prophecies. They explained to the Jews in those years, in the time of the Temple, what exactly were the sins that caused the tragedies. You know, what tshuva to do, how you repent. We don't have prophets, but we have many, many holy books and scriptures, and the scriptures spell it out. And in a very short nutshell, it just says, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasadim, that there are three fundamental pillars: learn Torah and serve Hashem and do good deeds with one another. So clearly, the message for all of us is tshuva, to repent, which means to Asay Tov, to do more good things, learn more Torah, daven more, do more acts of kindness. And our sages said that in general, the exile and the sufferings that Jews have had since the destruction of the Second Temple has a lot to do with our personal relationships with one another. They call it sinas chinam, unwarranted hatred for other people. So we should work very hard on avas chinam, and getting along with one another, and staying away from the petty fights, which unfortunately always tempt us, and strengthen our Torah and our davening and our kimnas chasadim, and this will help be an end to all of Jewish tragedies, other kinds of worldwide tragedies. Yizocha for gula shnei mehev men, amen.